My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, we got Frank Gore on the line. And Frank Gore is back in the Bay Area. I don't know if you've seen, he's all over the place right now. The Frank Gore Autograph Experience is this Saturday, 3 to 5 at the Westgate Shopping Center in San Jose. I'll say it one more time. 3 to 5, Frank Gore Autograph Experience, Westgate Shopping Center, San Jose, 3 to 5. You can find tickets and more information at SinbadSports.com. And Frank Gore joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Hey, Frank, how you doing? It's great to see you around the team. It's great to see you so often. But I got to start right here. We got the Chiefs this weekend. I mean, this guy, Patrick Mahomes, he's amazing. He's an all-time legend. And the fact that he's beaten us twice, even though we've had double-digit leads, it's hard to get over. For your money, is he the greatest quarterback you've ever seen, or is it just too early to tell? Patrick Mahomes, is he the best you've ever seen?
I would say, you know, you got to give him his props. You got to give him his credit. He's up there, but, I need a little bit more time because, I've been in the era with Tom Brady who did it. Both teams won championships with the Patriots and also Tampa. So I won't give him the number one spot, but he's a great talent. I think he got a chance, but right now it's still my guy, Tom.
I know. It's tough to argue with that. You know, the losses, it feels like they sting and they stick with you forever. And I don't want to go too sad here, but, like, you're never going to get over that Super Bowl loss, right? I mean, I still haven't gotten over that Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl loss. Obviously, the loss to the Seahawks hurt, too. The one to the Giants the year before that one hurt. But the Super Bowl loss, it's just, you never get over them.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man. And especially for me, going through the ups and downs and San Fran, when I got there, we was terrible. Then probably around year six till I got down to our left. You know, we was one of the best teams, and just doing it with the guys who been drafted and came up with, like Patrick Williams, Brandon, Alex, and, the list goes on with Justin, and all the guys, we got a chance to get there, and we didn't win. And every time you get to the playoffs, and you think about, man, I wish we would have got one. But it is tough.
Yeah, Frank, all these years later, I remember watching that Super Bowl. It still hurts seeing how it ended. Would have loved to have seen you get some action there at the goal line towards the end of the game, but I don't want to open up too many of the wounds there.
Why are you doing this?
I know, I'm sorry, Frank. But, Frank, I got to say, first off, Frank, it's great to be talking to you. One cane to another. I'm class of 2015. But right now in Kansas City, they're playing a promo this week, and if we could play that promo, Frank, I'd really love to hear what your thoughts are to this promo they're playing in Kansas City. If we could, please, behind the glass.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Frank, everyone in Kansas City is going to... Yeah, what's your thoughts there?
I can't really hear it, though. But, you know, I think they're talking about that we took the ball or something like that.
Pretty much, last year.
The Super Bowl. It's all good, man. It's over, though. It's a new year. You know, it's all good. You know, I know, you know, we had our ups and downs this year, but it's a long season for us as a team. And I think, you know, we got a good win on Thursday. And for me, I think... in the NFL, man, it's all timing, you know, for a team. And I think once we get back fully loaded with Christian and everybody get back healthy, and I think we're gonna start clicking on the right time, and I think we'll take us, go get back to what we want to get to, and that's getting that trophy. But you know, I'm not tripping about that last year stuff. It's over with. New year and. No, we got Kansas City this Sunday, and we're gonna try to get a big win on Sunday, man.
Let's go, Frank. And
that's the right attitude.
You referenced Christian being out, and while he's been out, Jordan Mason has looked outstanding. And I know there's a lot of little things. You know, you were a great pass blocker, for example, and you had subtleties about where to get open in the soft spot on the checkdowns and things like that. What are some of the little things that stick out to you that you've seen from Jordan Mason that maybe you didn't know he could do?
Well, I think he's doing everything well, man. And me being there at training camp, I saw how hard he's been working in training camp. So I'm really not surprised about like what he's doing in the field on you know this year. In the NFL, man, you're here for a reason. And you know, I think we got a good eye with picking guys to be on our team, and you know, we got a good guy, you know, at that position who behind Christian. And I think Christian did a great job by being a lead dog, to show the younger guys what it takes to be the guy. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's having success, you know. And Kyle, man, one of the best play callers ever to call in the NFL, man, I think. And that helped him out a lot. And I just think he's taking advantage, full advantage of this opportunity, man. He's doing a great job. But I'm not surprised at all, because I saw in training camp how hard he's been working.
Yeah, Frank, talk about, you know, run one running back to another. We saw Isaac Grendo called into duty on Thursday night when Mason went down and had a great night himself. He had a big run towards the end of the game there. I was curious, you know, you once, you know, were in that situation where you were kind of, you know, thrust into action as a young running back. When you're a young running back getting that big workload for the first time in your career, what are some of the thoughts that's going through a running back's mind in that situation?
For me, I was ready for it, but I think for I think him having having some success last week, he should feel great and have a chip on his shoulder and can't wait to Sunday. And I think, you know, for me being around him, not just in training camp, but I'm training with him in Miami a little bit, trying to get him right for training camp. Great kid, also a hard worker. And I think that room, man, just with the coach they got who teaching them the position, I think they all have a chance, man. And, you know, Kyle, you know, do a great job putting them in space, getting them creases, and the O-line doing a great job, man. So I just think, you know, I had to have even a bit more chip on his shoulder to catch the ball this week and help us get this win on Sunday coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Absolutely. All right. The Frank Gore autograph experience is this Saturday, 3 to 5 at the Westgate Shopping Center in San Jose. You can find tickets and more information at SinbadSports.com. Frank Gore on the line with us right now. Frank, years ago, Klay Thompson for the Warriors signed a toaster. Yes, a toaster, like one that you would have in the kitchen. What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed at one of these signing autograph situations?
It's weird, but really not. When someone had a tattoo of me, you know, on their arm, and then they tattooed my name on it, you know, under my picture. That was kind of the weirdest thing. I couldn't believe like someone.
I love that. Put,
like a tattoo of myself, and also when I came back again, and he had my autograph tatted under my picture. It was kind of weird.
Wow. That's intense fandom. That's some intense fandom.
Kind of low-key smart, too. I mean, it's the best way to get, you know, the template for a Frank Gore signature is from the man himself. So, like, kind of makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Hey, Brock Purdy, I'm watching this guy right now, and you play with a lot of different kind of quarterbacks.
Brock Purdy, a baller, man. They
isn't he?
Stop sleeping on him. A baller, bro.
Why do people, Frank, like, what is it with,
man, I feel like, because people don't want to say they missed, man. So why they can't say they missed on him? You know, they saying, well, I feel like all quarterbacks need ballers on the team to be successful. And, you know, he even been balling when our guy's not healthy, man. He doing it with his legs, his arm. He a baller, bro. They got to start sleeping on my boy.
Yeah, I totally feel you. What about Deebo Samuel, too? Because I feel like every time baller. We want to put Deebo ball, Samuel in the casket, this guy pops up like the Undertaker and has a monster game.
Football. True football player, man. Could have played in any era. Tough. You just get him to put the ball in his hands, he's going to make a play for you.
Would you say he's an all-time Niner, Frank?
Deebo Samuel? True football player, all-time. All-time baller, straight baller.
So I want to go back to Brock Purdy really quick, because one thing we're seeing a lot from him this year is we're seeing his mobility and that scrambling ability, and that ability to extend plays, evade the pressure, waiting for someone to get open downfield. For you as a running back, though, I'm just kind of curious, like, when you see your quarterback start to scramble there, obviously things kind of change in terms of, you know, what the play is going to be there. What's your reaction like when you see your quarterback scrambling behind you and what you need to do?
Well, when we had Cap, you know, we knew he had long speed, so our coaches told us when he scrambled and he get in the open field, we go down and go make a block. And, you know, back in the day, you got a chance to have the cut block to get him on the ground, so if you go back to our film, you'll see us doing a lot of cut butt down the field, to get Cap open for touchdowns. So with Cap, you know, we used to go out and block, but then look for the ball.
I love that. Frank, we've had an opportunity now to talk to you a few times, and we just had Patrick Willis on, and he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. Your time is coming. Everybody knows. We want you in there. And just your thoughts on Patrick Willis getting inducted. I thought it was so appropriate. The guy was just an absolute gladiator. And you're talking about guys like Deebo Samuel. He could have played in any era. That's what my grandfather, he's 90 years old, would say about Patrick Willis. This guy could have been plopped into any single era, and he would have been a Hall of Famer.
Yep, man, that's my brother. I love him. First guy who made me understand it's more football than just Miami guys. Because for me, coming from Miami, I thought, if you're not from Miami, you can't play football. When he first got there competing with him in training camp, that's my first time realizing, man, there's some other guys out here who could play ball besides just Miami guys. So I respect Pat 100%. We competed together. We played together. We got each other better, man, and he deserved everything he's getting right now.
You know, when I think of Patrick Willis, I think of some of just the brutal hits that he put on guys there. When you're standing on the sideline watching Patrick Willis put in work back in the day, Frank, is there a player, a hit that he put on a guy where you just were like, ooh, that had to hurt?
Well, I think the Jets game on the receiver.
Brad Smith.
I think, oh, my God. That hit was crazy. But you can't hit like that no more. So.
Nah.
No, I don't think you'll see that again, you know? So I had to go to Jets.
Frank, we were at the, both Sam and I, at the Miami-Cal game last Saturday night, and I'm watching Michael Irvin on the sideline. He's, like, doing push-ups. He's sweating. I mean, what's going on with your boy Mike during these University of Miami games? Do you ever have to tell him to calm down?
On all fours, man.
Man, we just, you gotta understand, man, we haven't been winning in a long time, man. So to be undefeated, you know, our name out there again, man, it's still, still great, man. And you know, hey, do what Matt might say, you know, once he got down there, the game was changing, so he had to stay down there. And I don't blame him. You know, he do whatever it take to win, man.
You know, Frank, I guess if I'm going to have you here, I got to ask you at least one Miami Hurricanes question myself. They're 6-0 halfway through the year. I mean, when you look at this team, when you look at the Cam Ward Show weekly, first off, I'm curious. I want to know your thoughts on Cam Ward. And then two, when's the last time you felt this good about a Miami Hurricanes squad at this point of the season that you were not playing for?
Oh, man, a long time, man. And Cam Ward, top 5 pick. Yeah, when we're down, you know, we still always going to have hope when we got him under the center. And it's still it. And, man, I'm just happy that we got a chance to be a mention, you know, with the top teams again. And hopefully we just finish strong again in the playoff and try to make a run against another Natty.
I love that. I love that. All right, Frank, last one before you get out the door. We really appreciate you coming on today. What do Niner fans mean to you? Like, what's it like for you to come back here and interact with them? Because it feels very genuine, the love between you and Niner fans.
The Niners been the Niners fans mean everything, man. Since I've been drafted here, man, they show me love. You know, always been 100 when we ups and down, they always gonna be there, man. They always show me love, and I try to give them everything, all the hard work, trying to show them what it takes to build Niners. Every time I step on the field, I give them my all, and you know, man, every time I step in the bay, they show me love, so I love them a lot, man. Best fan in the world.
We love you, Frank. And Frank is back in the Bay. Thank you for joining us. You can go to the Frank Gore Autograph Experience. It's this Saturday, 3 to 5, Westgate Shopping Center in San Jose. Find tickets and more information at SinbadSports.com. Thanks, Frank, for joining us. We love you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Go Canes.
All right, thank you all. Thanks.
Heck yeah. Frank Gore, he just joined us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear to you on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? You know, couple quick takeaways from Debo Samuel, from Frank Gore. Him talking about Debo Samuel, just a football player. We always talk about Debo in these like boxy terms. He's a wide receiver. He's a running back. He's a wide back. He's not a good, he can't beat man
coverage.
He's a
coverage. This, he's a that, yeah.
Like, he's just a great football player.
He's a dude.
And I just, I think that, you know, and this was one of my takes after week one. I went to the game, Jets, Niners. It was me and Rocco. We're sitting up, and I'm just watching how the fans and how the team reacts to Debo coming out onto the field. He's just the heartbeat. The guy is the heartbeat of the team. And is he going to have a stinker? Sure. You watch around the league, guys have stinkers.
Everyone has a stinker. Even Patrick Mahomes is going to have some stinkers. Maybe one will be this Sunday. Boy, wouldn't that be nice. But Debo Samuel is just, he is the engine of this offense. It is just so incredible. Him off the field versus on the field, he is the true Swiss Army knife out there. And it's what makes him one of the most electric and fun players to watch in the NFL right now.
But, you know, we asked Frank about Kansas City, and he's like, it's a new year. We watched the receiver doc. It was not just, quote-unquote, a new year for Kittle and Debo when it came to the Eagle game. That game meant more. You could feel it. The tension of the family members, of everybody in the buildup to that Eagle game last year, there was drama, and it meant more to the players. There are certain games that do mean a little more. Now, Frank will never admit that out loud, and I get it. It's an unfair question for us to even ask him. This Chiefs game this weekend, it absolutely, to date, is the biggest game on the schedule.
Well, I think a lot of athletes would admit that certain games just have more meaning there. I think every Niner would tell you that throughout all the season last year, for a little bit, that Eagle game was on their mind. Now, it's a little bit different because I think that Eagle game, it felt like they didn't what we saw in that Eagle game last year is what they believe they would have done in that NFC title game the year before. Like, Chassie, obviously, you were there. Like, what irritates me the most about that NFC title game is I feel like we never got to watch it.
No.
Like, that was going to be a great game between two really, really, really good football teams, and we had it stolen from us due to a freak injury to Brock Purdy's elbow. That game last year against the Eagles in Philly, that was basically Niners going and saying, like, yeah, you guys lucked out against us last year because you didn't have to play a real football game. This is what really would have happened, and that was the statement that was said last year.
I think, like, when I look back at the Ravens Super Bowl, the fact they didn't, quote-unquote, rub it in our face afterwards, like, it still stings. It does. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. But it's just, it didn't hit the same way as these two Chiefs losses.
No.
I felt like it's been rubbed in our face, well, not necessarily by Kansas City, but by the world.
But it was more there. I think that it was that those Super Bowls, I think, were more there for the taking, so to speak, than that Ravens Super Bowl.
I agree.
That Ravens Super Bowl also, it came after, you know, a long stretch of futility for the Niners. I think it was like a 10-year stretch of no playoffs. Then you have, you know, the run in 11 that ended in the NFC title game, and then you had that Super Bowl. I think there's just a feeling of just like it was great to have great Niner football back again. This time, though, under Kyle Shanahan, it's like that we're back feeling wasn't as prominent that time around. And especially we get to the second Super Bowl, it's like there's no good feelings about just being there. You have to actually win at this point.
When you're building a Hall of Fame resume as one of the greatest of all time at coach and quarterback, and it's at your expense, that's mm-hmm. one thing. When you rub it in the way that they did, like with this promo, play the promo, Kenny. When you rub it in like this, now it's personal. It's freaking personal.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City!
And Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
It's the flat brim hat coach who went limp in the Super Bowl again.
Sam.
It's like they get personal with this.
Sam, defend our team for crying out loud. Let's go.
How am I supposed to defend
my Niners? They're rubbing it in our face. 888-957-9570. Come on, Bay Area. Come on. They're rubbing it in our face. What do you want to say to them? We're going to clip all the best calls, and we're going to send it over to these guys. We're talking to one of their hosts who talks with Patrick Mahomes every single day in less than 30 minutes. What do you want us to say to them? Tell us.
How do we defend this? Because I'll be honest, Chad, it's like I have a hard time. It's just, where do you find the defense? Like the fact that they're going after overtime, like that's the part that they're like, that's the part that we agonize over the most is the decision making there. Like, I don't know how to defend it because they're literally saying the exact same stuff that Niner fans are saying about Kyle Shanahan. Like, you've been hearing the calls all year long. Niner fans were pissed at Shanahan over that. Like, it's almost like the Niners wrote that promo for them. Like, that's why it's so, like, even more frustrating and anger-inducing. My blood is boiling thinking about it because I can't think of a comeback.
There's no comeback? Are you kidding me?
Like, what is the comeback other than win on Sunday to start the healing process?
How about call a hold call? How about, like, we played two Super Bowls, so you've had the lesser offensive line, and not one hold call on the best defensive line?
So that's the rebuttals? We go right to the refs?
No, but just one element.
I mean, it's an element, yeah, but if your first rebuttal is but the refs, like, come on, like, that's what I'm saying, Chassie. It's just, there really is no comeback here. Like, the Niners have been beaten twice by these guys. It stings. It hurts. It sucks. I mean, if you want any sort of comeback, I can't think of one. I mean, in a lot of those games, you take away one or two plays, the Niners probably win that game. I mean, it's not like they dominated in those Super Bowls, but no one cares how much you dominated. If anything, it's just that the only comeback is great. Everyone hates your team because of this.
I mean, it's the 669 is texting in right now from the Comcast Business Text Line. I mean, there's nothing we can say. They beat us twice in the biggest game. Really? That's it? That's it? We just got to take it?
I mean,
we just got to have egg cracked on our face and we just take it?
I don't know what other option you have there. I mean, you ask for a comeback, the first thing you go to is the refs. It's like that, and unfortunately, that's probably the best card that Niner fans do have to play. You know, or what are you going to do? Oh, the Niners had to play on a lumpy practice field before the game started. Oh, you know, the only reason you lost. If you want to say anything, the Chiefs got lucky the fact that Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga were not on the field for that for the end of that Super Bowl. I mean, you saw after Greenlaw went down, they started going right after Greenlaw's side the entire rest of the game. Who was the linebacker who was in for him after that? I forget who it was there. But they were picking on Greenlaw's side the entire second half of the game after Greenlaw went down. If you want to say anything, Dre Greenlaw not being on that field at the end of the game, like, it's a different situation there. You could say the Chiefs, if you want to come back, say, you know what? Try beating us when we got our full defense out there. Oh, wait. They did that already.
So we're just going to just get blasted in the head over and over and over again. And look, here's 209. Yeah, I don't even think winning this regular season game does anything for me. They can just point to rings. Really? That's where we're at? It's a new year. Anything can happen. They lost Rasheed Rice. They have no playmakers. Pacheco's out.
See, I would disagree with that notion there, that the fact that this win means nothing. No, this win does mean everything. Like, be honest, Niner fans. You say this win doesn't mean anything. Imagine it's a week from right now. You're waking up on a Monday morning. Imagine what a win feels like versus a loss. Don't tell me that weekend doesn't matter.
Come on, people.
You know,
Bay Area, this is it. We're just going to, they beat us, and we're just going to roll over.
There's only one comeback, Shasky, that will suffice. And that is winning this game on Sunday. That's the reality of it.
I hate them.
The reality. Like, I can't remember a time when Bay Area team has been this thoroughly beaten by someone here. Like, the Warriors, I mean, they had the 3-4 against LeBron, and the Cavs fans, they're desperately clinging to that one that they have. But to be honest, like, that doesn't sting me as much, because you know why? Blowing that 3-1 lead is what allowed Kevin Durant to come here. So there was like kind of some solace after the fact that you could rest your hat on here. Like, that just hasn't been the case with the 49ers. There's been no, well, yeah, you lost, but that loss set up this happening.
It was Brock's first full season. His first full season.
And he balled out in that Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who says he can't get better?
He did everything. I absolutely think he's going to get better. I think Brock will be better the rest of his career than he was that night against in the Super Bowl. And he was pretty darn good in that Super Bowl. So no, if you want the solace there, it's the fact that, and we saw this on Thursday night a little bit too. That was my big takeaway from the Thursday night game. The future of the Niners are in good hands right now. With the young players this team has, with the head coach and general manager's ability to find these young players and put them in the position to succeed. Like, we rag on Shanahan a lot for not being able to, you know, quote unquote, win the big one. But if you can't win the big one, the next best thing is to put yourself in position to win the big one. Because we saw with Andy Reid, you find a way eventually if you have the talent. So if you want the bright side here, the solace, the comeback is the Niners are more than well equipped to keep running with the Chiefs for the next several years. And at some point, you just got to hope they're going to break through at some point. And I think they have the personnel to be able to do it. So you know what? Chiefs, they're on top right now. They have that. They earned it. They did what you need to do in that situation there. But the Niners, they're far from dead in the water. They have the ability to do this. If they win on Sunday, that is proof positive that there is a permutation of plays that do exist that end with the Niners having more points than the Chiefs when that clock hits zero at the end of the game. That is what this game means. You want that comeback, Shasky? That comeback starts this Sunday. You beat the Chiefs this Sunday, you're feeling better the rest of the year. If you run into these guys again down on Bourbon Street this February, you got that in the back of your mind. Oh, we got that ability in us. We got that dog in us. We can beat these guys if we need to. That's what you focus on right now, because, like, you know, losing your mind over the past is just going to drive you crazy.
I'm hurt, dog.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I mean, I can't believe this. The best number 71 in the Bay Area, Macklin Celebrini, after scoring a goal and an assist in the Sharks opener on Thursday, Macklin Celebrini was placed on injured reserve with a hip injury.
Oh, my God.
The injury is not considered serious, which is why he played through it on Thursday night, but he's placed on IR on Friday and is now considered week to week. In a hockey, a player must be on IR for 7 days before they're eligible to come back. So we're just tanking already, all right? No, I'm just teasing. Celebrini missed Saturday's 2-0 loss to the Ducks, quack, quack, and will miss the next two games as well. The earliest he can come back is Friday night's game against the Winnipeg Jets. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game? Your phone calls. Niner fans, Mahomes, most hated player in Bay Area sports history? Is it LeBron? Is it Mahomes? Someone else? I want to hear from you. And that's what's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.